Mr. President.
Hello, David. How are you?
Welcome to the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Well, thank you. And you have quite a network, quite a following. That's good stuff.
Well,
Go ahead. You have some fun this morning.
I know I have limited time with you, so I'm going to jump right into it, Mr. President. Are you concerned that opening up the country too soon will lead to a spike in coronavirus cases? And if it does, will you recommend pushing through it, or will you recommend another shelter in place?
Well, I don't want to go shelter in place. What you could have, or you could have some hot spots, and that we know how to take care of them. We have learned a lot, David, over the past number of weeks, frankly. And who would have thought a thing like this could have happened? It should have been stopped a long time ago in China, frankly, when it could have been stopped very easily if they wanted to do it. But perhaps they didn't want to do it. You know, it's a rough situation. It's a rough call. You know, you probably saw I put out statements on Sweden today. And I looked at what they did, and their numbers were not what people thought, not at all what people thought compared to countries that are right near them, similar sized. But look, we want to get the country open again, and we have to get the country open again, and we'll put out hot spots as they come. And as you know, we're reliant very much and working with them, the governors, and you have some really capable governors. And David, parts of the country just don't have a big problem with this. They're not having the problem. Now, you look at New York and New Jersey pretty much as the two that really are getting hit and still getting hit. But major parts of the country, they don't know what we're talking about. So we got to keep the country open. We have to have a big successful opening. And as spots arrive, we put them out. But we don't want to close the country, Dave.
Mr. President, I compared your decision to reopening the country with Eisenhower's decision to launch the D-Day invasion. Both of you have to rely on experts who can't give you concrete advice, just opinions. Both of you have to make a decision that, if it's wrong, could be disastrous. So how much has this decision weighed on you, both mentally and physically, knowing lives hang in a balance?
Well, a lot. And, you know, I was thinking the biggest decision there is, but I'll tell you another big decision was closing the country. Because, you know, we haven't had this in over 100 years. 1917, 100 million or close to 100 million people died. And we haven't had anything like this. We've had flus and we've had viruses, but there's never been anything like this and this kind of contagion. And, you know, we had built, as you know better than anybody, because you cover it better than anybody, we had built the greatest economy ever. Not only here, just ever. We had never had anything like it. The best employment numbers, the best unemployment numbers, the best for Hispanic and African American and Asian, best of everything. We were doing great. Stock market was at record highs for, I think, 140 days of my tenure. So we broke 140 records. Everything was great. And then they came in and said, "Sir, there's a virus coming. We got to shut it down." I said, "Shut what down?" They said, "Shut the economy down, shut the country down." And I said, you got to be kidding. This is not for shutting down. We're not going to shut the country down. And it was a very hard decision. But I will say this, if we didn't do it, and we're going to be back very, very strong. Wait till you see the beginning of next year, the end of this year. We're going to be back very strong. Great stimulus, a lot of things happening. But if we didn't, we would have had, I think, really unsustainable amounts of death. We would have had tremendous deaths. And you can look around and you can see. But if we wouldn't have done what we've done, we just would have had, if you take a look at the numbers, so we're on track to do 65 or 70,000 deaths, which is a terrible number of people, terrible number. You know, one is too many. Should have never happened.
Right.
But you multiply that out times 10, minimum 10 or 20 times. And you see, like Elmhurst Hospital, and you look at the different hospitals and all the body bags and all the horrible things that you're looking at, and multiply that times 15 or 20 times, David, you know, it would not have been acceptable and it wouldn't have been sustainable even. You just couldn't have done it. So we've done a lot of right steps. We haven't seen this, and you gotta put out, now we got to put out the hot spots.
Right.
And we're doing that. We'll do that.
Mr. President, you're talking.
If they exist, and I assume they will, I mean, the ultimate would be in the fall they wouldn't exist. But if they exist, I assume they will. But we have to just put out the hot spots. We're not closing the country. That I can tell you.
Mr. President, you talk about getting back to work. There's no way to guarantee worker safety from the virus once they return to the job. So with that in mind, employers are worried about possible litigation. Does litigation have to come off the table in order for this reopening of the economy to work?
Well, we're looking at different things. You know, you saw what we did with the meat cutters and packers and all of the delivery. And we solved a very big problem pretty quickly. You know, that was potentially a problem. And we took care of that. And we have some other ones to look at that we are looking at very closely. This is a game of, a very sophisticated game of chess we're playing with a lot of people and a lot of lives and the health of this country. But we solved that problem. And we're looking at other ones, too. You know, there are certain cases where it's, you know, where danger is very prevalent. Let's face it. And we're looking at that and looking at it very strongly, David.
You mentioned the Chinese earlier, Mr. President. They've been lying and denying about this virus since day one. Will you amplify your message to bring back American manufacturing to both end our reliance on foreign countries, help strengthen our communities, protect our national interests, and provide economic growth?
Well, you know, you've been there from the beginning and you've seen probably nobody has ever campaigned harder on China than I have.
Right.
And they've been ripping us off for many, many years, for decades, beyond Obama. Obama and Biden got taken to the cleaners, but just clean. I mean, what they did, they were just cleaned out. We didn't even have a trade deal. You know, it's not like we had a bad deal. We had no deal. They just came in and did whatever they want. And we were having deficits over $500 billion and, you know, anywhere from 200 to 570, think of it, billion dollars, not million. People say you can't be right. We rebuilt China with all the money that they ripped off from us, and I give credit to China. Why did these politicians sitting in my position allow it to happen? So I made this great trade deal. I took out tariffs on them like nobody. Tens of billions of dollars they paid. I gave them to the farmers because the farmers were targeted. Now, I didn't give all because I didn't have to give all. We had tremendous numbers of billions of dollars left over. Their trade deficit, you saw that before this, their trade deficit was falling rapidly.
Correct.
And was going to really start falling. And all of a sudden, we get hit with the virus. Okay, you figure that one out. And the virus came from Wuhan. And we get hit with a virus along with 184 other countries, at least 184 other countries. So that's where we are. And I have to start making a very serious determination. And World Health Organization did nothing. They were just a pipe organ for China. They were a pipe. You know, we give them on average almost $500 million a year. China gives them $38 million a year. But they've been an absolute pipe organ. I mean, China played it very tough with them over the years, long time. And everything China did was wonderful. Even now they're saying it. I mean, it's like incredible. I would have thought they would have gotten off that gig.
Right, right.
So it's we have to make a decision. We can give the money directly to very fine causes. We don't have to give money at all. But we have some great decisions to make, and they're going to be great decisions. They're going to be properly made. But as you know, nobody's ever done to China what I've done to China. And I did it in a friendly manner. We ended up making a trade deal a number of months ago before this happened. So I have this deal. They have to buy $250 billion worth of our product, including farmers. They have to buy the farm agricultural product. And then what happens? The plague sets in. It's a disgrace. So, too bad.
Mr. President, I know my time is limited. I got one more question for you very quickly. This is for my son, Tyler. He's a Gen Zer. He wants to know what your position, Mr. President, is on private corporations like YouTube, Facebook, censoring, or in the case of the two California doctors, deleting from YouTube opinions that go against the WHO narrative about this pandemic. I mean, shouldn't the general public be able to listen to all opinions and form their own about the virus?
And what they're doing is a disgrace. And, you know, they never knock out the liberal view. They're knocking out conservatives left and right. They never knock out the liberal views. I mean, I'm sure they must somewhere along the line, but you don't see it. And how many people are getting knocked out? And we're looking into that very seriously. Tell your son, we're looking into it very seriously. They can't do it. And, you know, they do it on the basis that, oh, they're cleaning up lies or bad views. A lot of them not bad views at all. A lot of them are views that people agree with. No, we're looking into it very seriously. That is a very dangerous group. You know, they want to overturn the election.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think they're in a position. Now, the only good news is I heard that 4 years ago, too. They were going to overturn the election, and that didn't work out too well. But I'll tell you what, between them and the radical left Democrats, these guys are just absolutely... And the biggest problem you have is the media. You know, I think I'm running against the media. The Times is a totally fake newspaper. The New York Times is disgusting. Every story they write is a hit job. I mean, for 4 years, every story, I don't think they've, I'm not sure that they've written one good story of the New York Times in years. They're just a bunch of very dishonest, lousy reporters. They got a Pulitzer Prize for covering Russia. They should have to return that Pulitzer Prize. Every one of them should give it back because they weren't right. And then you see General Flynn last night. All the stuff is starting to come out, and he's just the first. There'll be many more. He's just the first. A disgrace what they did to that man.
Mr. President, thank you so much. For-